Good morning. Welcome to our Every Nation Church Penang. I'm so glad that you are worshiping with us today. And for those who are new and joining us, okay, I'm Pastor GP, and we are part of our Every Nation Churches of Family Worldwide. And we are now on a message series called Awesome God. Now, a series that we look at different names of God and how men and women of God, okay, discover God, all right, and encounter Him, and how God revealed Himself, okay, to mankind. You know, recently we just had our 5 days, okay, of Every Nation Global Prayer, Fasting, and Consecration Week, and hearing from Pastor Steve recap. All right, and I believe that you have learned quite a lot, right? So we have God is great, how God is good, God is transcendent, God is unchanging, God is sovereign, God is just, God is long-suffering, and God is kind. So in other words, what an awesome God, okay, that we serve. You know, in our Sunday series, all right, we continue, we are awesome God. Part one, I spoke about Moses, okay, how Moses encountered God in the burning bush, and how God revealed Himself, okay, as the God of all self-existence, the God of the great I Am. I am who and I am in Exodus chapter 3. Part 2, that was last Sunday, we heard from Casey. I believe you learned the story of Gideon in the book of Judges chapter 6. You know, in times of turmoil, you know, in times of pandemic like this, you know, for Gideon, why the story of Gideon? Gideon encountered God while he was hiding in the wine press. Why this story of Gideon? Because it was the first time God revealed Himself as Jehovah Shalom, okay, God, my peace. I pray, okay, that this year, that each and every one of you continue, okay, to have a fresh encounter with God and by learning, okay, His name. Today, part three, okay, today, part three, we're going to learn about, okay, the story of Hagar, okay, how she encountered God and how God revealed Himself as God El Roi. Now, sometimes some of us, when we think about it, El Roi, what does that mean? El means God. Roi is the Lord who sees. Who sees? El is the Lord. Roi, R-O-I-E, Roi is who sees. Now, some of you in business or you're doing some investment, the ROI is very important to you, all right, which is return of investment. Okay, later when we unpack that, okay, what does that mean to you? This account is found in Genesis chapter 16. And it's also the story of Abraham and Sarai, because at that moment of time, his name hasn't changed, okay, to Abraham or Sarah. Now, so with that, in Genesis chapter 12, if you go back the background, okay, it's about how God has given, okay, or promised Abraham that He will make his family a great nation. Imagine, many years has passed and there's no children. In fact, Sarai has passed, okay, the childbearing age, and of course, being the father or mother and been married for years, Abraham became very discouraged, probably disillusioned, okay, of the promise that God has given. And on top of that, God has also made a covenant, okay, to Abraham, which means not only that his family become a great nation, God said that Abraham descendants will be as many, okay, as the stars he could see and as many as the dust or the sand on the earth. But how can this be? Okay, when we read the story of Abraham and Sarai, okay, that they have completely passed beyond the age of childbearing. And we learned this, okay, so much, okay, in our Unwavering series last year. Let's pick up from where we last left and explore, okay, the story of Hagar. Now, this is taken from Genesis 16, and we go as I read them, and then after that, we're going to learn, okay, what we can capture, how this God, okay, Jehovah, okay, El Roi. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 16. If you're there, okay, turn with me to Genesis chapter 16, or if you can, look at the screen. Now, verse 1. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, so she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abraham, "See, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go in to my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarai. Now, sometimes when I look at this, well, if anyone going through this, let's have a marriage counseling. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Then Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, so he went into Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. Now, verse 5, then Sarai said to Abraham, my wrong be upon you. I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. The Lord judged between you and me. So, quote unquote, when you read this story, all right, which means, okay, so now the idea was given, and now, okay, the Hagar, okay, became, okay, proud, okay, in that sense now. So Abraham said to Sarai, indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please. And Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her presence. All right. So in that sense, Abraham not taking responsibility. Okay, this is your problem. You solve it yourself. Okay, so to speak. Okay, let's continue the story. Now, verse 7. Later, we'll unpack a bit more. Now, verse 7 says, now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress and Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly so that they shall not be counted for multitude. And then the angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. And in verse 12, he said, he shall be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. And now, when it comes to this part, verse 13, the name El-Roi comes about. Verse 13, and then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. Okay, you are the God who sees, for she said, have I also seen him who sees me? Therefore, the well was called Beer Lahairoi. Okay, observe, it is between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abraham a son, and Abraham's name, his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham. The long story, well, let's pray. Father God, we commit all of us in your hands, even as we explore and understand, Lord, Genesis 16, how the name of God, El-Roi, come about. When it was first mentioned, it was the story of Hagar. Father, I pray, Lord God, Holy Spirit, come teach us and guide us and learn of your name as we encounter you. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone say, amen. So here's the story of Abraham and Sarai. Somehow, as we read this passage, their faith has somehow wavered. Instead of patiently waiting, okay, for the fulfillment of God's promise, Sarai decided, okay, that Abraham should have a child by another woman. It's like, you know, they take things on their own. Now they are DIY. No more following of what God to do. They are doing their own, their way, not God's way. So Abraham had a child by Hagar. Okay, with that, you can see that any decision you make, any plans that you make, and if it's God not in the picture, then you can roughly know that your plan can turn back. Now, when Egyptian girl Hagar became pregnant by Abraham, Hagar's position changed. Okay, which means, all right, she now, instead of being Sarai's maid, she's now the mother of Abraham's child. Of course, Hagar become gone the other way, probably become proud. In that case, okay, she despised or looked down on Sarai. Now, the situation grew worse, okay, when Sarai told Abraham how she felt. Well, what did Abraham do? Abraham told her, this is your problem, serve your own problem. Or this is where, okay, we got to do marriage counseling. All right, now, Hagar fled to the wilderness, and the angel of the Lord found her by the spring of the water, and the angel comforted and counsel her. Now, this was the moment, okay, where we read this now. Hagar encountered the Lord and called God El-Roi, which means the God who sees me. And God also gave her the promise to her son, which is called Ishmael, okay, that means God here. Now, learning all this story and this story of the introduction here, question that I want to ask will be, what can we learn, okay, from this story about the character of God? Okay, the God of compassion. Now, three things that I want to leave with you. Number one, when we talk about El Roi, number one, the name El Roi means the God who sees. Now, what we're going to learn from here will be El Roi is the God who sees the unseen. Now, how many of you have seen something every day, something that you see every day, but somehow it has become so common that you don't take notice anymore? Let's try. For all the husband, don't look around. May I ask you, what is the color of the blouse that your wife is wearing? The wife don't laugh. Wife, look, tell me, what is the color of the pants or the shorts that your husband is wearing? Now, sometimes when we look at things, it is so near to us, so common to us, until we don't take notice of them anymore. You know, how many of you realize that the logo, okay, of Amazon, okay, the Amazon logo, there is an arrow behind, below, all right, which is like a smiley face, but it's actually pointing from A to Z, okay? They want to sell everything from anything you can find from A to Z. Now, I do not know how many of you love Baskin-Robbins. You know, the logo of Baskin-Robbins, like the B, okay, and the R, okay, there's a 3 and 1, okay, between the blue color and the yellow color, okay, 3-1 is offering 31, okay, flavor, ice cream flavor. Now, I do not know how many of you have ever passed by or walked past by a beggar. How is your feeling? You know, sometimes we growing up, okay, our parents, when we look at beggars, don't have eye contact, okay, with them. Now, have you ever seen a kitten crying because fell into the drain? What about a dog, okay, knocked down by a car? You know, some time ago, okay, our office staff was eating by the roadside, okay, in a Malay store, and suddenly while we were eating, suddenly there was a cry, okay, of a dog in pain. So what happened was a lorry just hit a dog. But just behind this lorry was a Maiwi. You know, this Maiwi stopped immediately. The couple came down, saw the dog. Immediately, the lady picked up the dog and put in their car, and they drove off. I was just like wondering, wow, how does, okay, a couple like that, without hesitation, they took the dog, okay, away. We do not know what happened that after that, probably go to the vet or something like that. But in reality, have you ever felt like that? Okay, where no one sees you, where you go on unnoticed, or you are being noticed and they treated you wickedly. I do not know. You know, if you were to ask a homeless man, okay, how, or you interview a homeless man or a beggar, you know, I do not know what answer would you get. But probably I would think that they say that they live a life unnoticed. Nobody bother, okay, to ever, okay, look at them. Okay, their life, we live a life of invisible. No one cares. In fact, okay, people will probably treat him or her unjustly. All right, as I said just now, probably when we grow up as a young boy or young child, don't see, just pass by, just walk straight. Have you ever been ill-treated because you are a foreigner? Or because of the color of your skin? And how people judge you? Or probably you come from a family of low status? Or probably people judge you because of the clothes that you wear? Why I'm saying this? Because we're going to look at the story of Hagar. Where have you ever tried to run away for whatever situation you're in? I know many few people will try to fight back. Now, this is the story of Hagar. Probably you can feel and identify who Hagar is. But who was Hagar? She was a servant, a maid, a slave, a foreigner, an Egyptian. So you can see in the days of Abraham, okay, people live with maids and slaves. And it's a common practice, okay, where the husband could not, okay, or the couple could not have child. They get the maid, okay, to do so. You know, sometimes we hear this, okay, even in our culture today. Very few, but there still is some kind of practice like this. So with that, in other words, such people will easily be marginalized, okay, become an outcast and become unseen or become unimportant. Yet, as you read the story of Hagar, the God of the Bible reached out to her and in this predicament, okay, that she was in. Okay, what was it that you are going through that no one sees? What is it that you have done that needed recognition, but your boss wasn't there? All right, that you miss your promotion, you miss your increment. Or what that you have done that you sacrifice, okay, even to the last bit of your resources of the project that you are doing, but no one sees it. Sad case, right? Now, what if I tell you that the story doesn't end there? Because today we learn of a God whose name is Elroi, the God who sees you. This name doesn't just mean or refer to a God that just sees the planet or the million stars in the universe. This God sees you and I, your and I, me, your the inner thoughts, okay, that's in our heart. In fact, God is looking at you and I even right now. God sees you every minute, every second, every day. He sees what is going in your life, and more important, He knows what life is doing to you. He is the God of compassion. So the point is, God is looking out for you, just like the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. You know, there's another name of the Lord or shepherd is the Lord Jehovah Rohi. All right, sometime ago, you know, I know. A good friend, okay, that is the son-in-law of Max and Kathy. Now, he loves aeroplane, you know, he even download and paid app, okay, just to look at flights. You know, when we travel to Medan and coming back, okay, upon landing in Penang, I will immediately, when I on my phone, immediately I receive a message. And he will say this, he say, Pastor, okay, I know God is watching over you. Do you know I'm also watching you? Because he has an app that watch the plane that is flying, all right, now. I know what it means to work with boss around and with boss who has gone home, okay, or gone out, okay, the office, okay, because I have colleagues, okay, who work only with boss when boss is around. And when boss is gone home, they will come and tell me, GP, relax, relax, boss has gone home. You know, my reply was then was that I have another boss. He watches me all the time. You know, I'm about to tell them that, do you know when boss not around, I'm the second eye from the boss? Okay, anyway, Proverbs 15, okay, verse 3 says this, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch the evil and the good. You know, the Good News Translation says, the Lord sees what happened everywhere. He is watching us, whether we do good or evil. So you see, God's watch what is wrong and what is right around you. God is our CCTV, if you do not know, all right? God sees every situation. He sees every circumstances. He saw how Sarai treated Hagar and how Hagar, okay, tried to help Sarah out and then he was mistreated. Okay? God sees everything and what goes wrong around you. Now, I just reminded of this tag that I have in the house, but not this one. Okay, this one is says that Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, the silent listener to every conversation. You see, He is God, God Elroi. God sees, and the second one, not only that Elroi is the God who sees, He's the God, okay, who hears your affliction. That's where in Genesis 16, the angel of the Lord, okay, says to Hagar, say, behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. He shall be a wild man, his hand shall be against every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. You see, God heard Hagar's affliction, and he responded to her, okay, troubles. God recognized, okay, what it means to be unjust, been treated unjust, and also God hated injustice. The name Hagar, this name that Hagar gave to God applies to you and I. It tells me that God is the God, okay, who cares for the lowly and insignificant people. Elroi is the God who sees and hears. In other words, He is also the God who cares for you and me, and is a God who feels, okay, what you are going through. You see, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, talk about a high priest. It's none other than Jesus who understands what you are going through, okay, in life. But in case you ask, if God sees us and hears us, but why is He allowing us to go through, okay, what I'm going through right now? Well, the God who sees and hears is calling you, with all those that's happening, because He's calling you to His purpose. You can be a servant or a slave, or you can be the senior vice president of any, okay, organization. Let me tell you that everyone has his own troubles. But with all that you are going through, God see, God hear, because He's calling each and every one of us, okay, to fulfill His very purpose. And for Ishmael, God is called, as Ishmael come forth, that's where the nation that Arab today, and we do not know what the future lies, but God has His purpose. Now, in Genesis chapter 21, 17, 18 says this, God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God, okay, called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What trouble you, Hagar? Fear not, for God heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy, hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." You know, I'll tell you one story. Many years ago, we have mission teams, okay, that come by to Penang, okay, to help us, pray with us, and all those. So we did our religious trip, okay, tour, okay, around Penang. You know, we come by to a mosque, and there was an imam, okay, that came and entertained us, okay, bring us around, okay, show us, okay, places in the mosque. And then one of the things that he mentioned was really catch, okay, our attention. He said this, "I know all of you, okay, are Catholics, okay, because all of you from Philippines except him." He's pointing at me because maybe I didn't look like Filipino. Okay, now, I said, "Yeah, I'm from Penang." But confidently, he said this, that all of you are Catholic. Do you know we have the same father? All right, so he showed a chart, okay, to us and said that all of us came from the same father, the father Abraham. Just relate the story, okay, of Ishmael and Isaac. But Psalms 18 verse 6, "In my distress, I call upon the Lord to my God. I cry for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reaches his ear." Friends, have you ever asked whether God cares, whether God sees, whether God hears? Psalms 18 verse 6 says, "In my distress, when you call upon God, you cry out for help, God hears you." Kind of good amen. So sometimes in all those situations, whether it's depression, discouragement, or disappointment, or any pain that you're going through, He is the God who sees what's wrong with you, what's going wrong around you, because He is God El Roi. God hears your affliction no matter, okay, who you are, because He's a compassionate God. Okay, not only that El Roi is the God who sees, two, not only that He's God who hears, number three, He is the God who knows. He knows the entire plan. Do you know all of us only know certain part of our life? Maybe we could see the next 3 years, maybe 5 years, or maybe you can plan to 10 years. But friends, once again, can you see the entire plan, okay, of your life? Let me tell you, God is El Roi. He's the God who knows the entire plan. He knows, okay, what best for you in whatever scenario, if the thing is even in the worst scenario that you are in. Look at Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, okay, to 10 of the story of Hagar. "Now, an angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, 'Hagar, Sarai's maid.'" Can you see that when the angel of the Lord called upon Hagar, and he recognized Hagar as Sarai's maid? So in other words, we've got to know our position. Okay, position where we are, and we do not go out of a boundary. Okay, then he said, "Where have you come from and where are you going?" And she said, "I'm fleeing from the presence of mistress Sarai." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will multiply your descendant exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude." Have you ever been mistreated like Hagar? Hagar was being mistreated. Have you ever been blamed, okay, for something that someone else's fault? Okay, I'm sure you do. Okay, have you ever been used or abused, okay, by someone? Okay, when you are treated unfairly, you probably ask, "Where is God? Where is this God that is powerful and righteous?" You know, sometimes when we go through those moments, we have a lot of questions, okay, to ask God. You know, if that's so, then you need, each and every one of us need to know this God, the God called El Roi, because God knows about not only the bad things, not only the good things, every single thing, okay, that ever happened in your life. God knows, okay, about them, not because some angel came and report to him, but because he sees it and he hears it and he knows it. Do you know that you can only get over hurts of life, which you have, whether you have been used, mistreated, or abused, is only when you realize that you know God saw it, you know God hears it, and you know that God knows it. When you feel that you are not seen, not heard, and wrongly treated, it only blurs your vision and the things that God wants to do in your life. So when you come to verse 8 just now, God asks this, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? Can you see how blurred can you be when inside you is only wanting to revenge? Okay, now here, Hagar's reply was, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai. So he has somehow, when God says Sarai, no, Hagar, Sarai's maid, okay, she was also wrong because she has become familiar spirit and she has become out of her boundary, okay, when it comes to respect, okay, the master. Now, Hagar knew where she was coming from, that is from Sarai's, being Sarai's maid and running away, but she could not, okay, or answer where she will be going. You know, it's just, Hagar is just like many of us. When a problem arises, what we do next? Many people just, the first thing that they did in their mind is to run away, to run from the very problem, okay, they are facing. Probably some of us will be thinking about, I will send in my resignation letter the first thing in the morning. You know, we are human like that, wanting to run away. When you hear that, it's okay, pastor is talking about you. Anyway, I've seen so many of these, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of scolding, people tend, okay, to easily give up and run. And you see what was God's reply, okay, to Hagar. In verse 9, angel of the Lord says this, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. Probably you're thinking, what? What, return back to where I suffered? Return where I was mistreated? Yes, return. That was the ROI, okay? Because God wants you to face it and deal with it because God wants you and I, okay, to be an overcomer. Many times God allows each and every one of us to go through such situation. Not because he wants to get us out, okay, from there, but to get us into something. God allows something bad to happen to us. Not that he wants bad things to happen to you, but he allows that to happen, okay, to get probably you and I back, okay, to have fellowship with him, okay, to that our relationship becomes stronger. Do you know that God has his way, okay, to get your attention? God has his way, all right, to get our eyes to turn to him. Whatever it is that you are going through, let me say this as I'm going to end, that God sees, God hears, God cares, and God knows. God has a good reason for allowing anything that happened to our life because God can turn that around, okay, for those who loves him. Remember, God is omnipotent, God is omnipresent, and God is omniscient. God knows everything. He knows the entire life of your life, all right? So what she was certain at the moment, I think she was certain that when she goes back, okay, to where Sarai is, that she's going to meet, okay, whatever problem that she has trying to run away. Okay, but whether Sarai, the boss, is going to mistreat her, we do not know, but you can continue to read, all right, now. But God gave her a sure promise. That is in verse 10, okay, that you hear this angel of the Lord, okay, that says, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly so that they shall not be counted for multitude. So in other words, when God says return, because God wants you to face it and deal it, because God has a purpose, God has a promise for you to fulfill. So as I close, I'm going to pray soon. Could your story be like Hagar, whatever that you're going through in life? Hagar was being ill-treated. Maybe you are. Maybe you have been bullied. Or hopefully you are not the one who bullied others. But then she overstepped, okay, boundary. Okay, she despised, okay, her mistress. Or probably in the story, you are like Abraham. Abraham chose to pass his responsibility away. You know, when Sarai offered the idea to Abraham. You know, I was reading that, I was expecting Abraham being the father of him and say, no, this is wrong. This is not how God is going to fulfill the promise. But he kept quiet and and went in, okay, with Hagar, and where is Hagar born Ishmael, okay, to Abraham. Probably you're thinking that you are like Sarai, okay, that has come to a place of taking things in your own hands. I do not know. Probably many of us can identify whether we are Hagar, we are Abraham, or Sarai. But in all those predicaments that you are going in, that you felt that you are ill-treated, well, God is El Roi. He sees, He hears, He cares, and He knows your entire life. That's where we need to run to Him. That's where we need to come to Him. That's where we know that we are not perfect, and all of us need El Roi. Whether you are anxious, whether you're feeling abandoned, whether you feel under attack or being discriminated or lost in certain way, we need to run to the God called El Roi. And good amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God. Father, I thank you that we are learning your names. Not only learning your names, Father, we are in a place that we want to discover you. We want to have a fresh encounter with you. We thank you for the many names, okay, that we're going to learn, and names that we have also already learned. We thank you for you are an awesome God. For today, even as we learn, okay, our story of Hagar, and it's also a story of Abraham and Sarai, how they have encountered you. And we know that all of us are not perfect. Father, some of us may be like Hagar. Father, today I pray for each and every one. If any one of you felt that you have been ill-treated in your working place, in the home, okay, choose to run to God and learn of God, El Roi. Also, I also pray that you don't overstep boundary, become over-familiar, and show disrespect, okay, to those that are above you or those in authority. Father God, I also pray for those who felt that you're Abraham. Whenever problems arise, when you see things are not right, choose not to pass that responsibility away. But again, look to God. He's God of El Roi. We have learned of God, Jehovah Shalom. We have learned of God, Jehovah. God is there for you, okay, to go through, okay, then. And probably you've felt that you are Sarai, you know, taking things on your own, okay. Come before God. And probably some of us need to repent as well. As I pray for all of you, Father God, I pray in whatever situation that we are in, that we come to experience you, we come to a place that we encounter you. Give us a fresh encounter. Father, when we are in that place, yes, God, you are El Roi, a God that sees my life, that you see what's going wrong around me, the one that hears me. You know my inner thoughts. You know what is inside me. And all the more that you know the entire plan of my life. Father God, I pray and submit our life before you. Father God, I pray for each and every one. And all of us here, God, know that God always has a better plan than ours, because He knows all things and we know that we do not. Father God, I pray and ask, Lord, in this season, as we know the many names, this is one name that we want to encounter you. God, you are El Roi, the God who sees me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Wonderful Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I pray, okay, that you will know this God, El Roi. He's the God of all compassion. God bless you.